say that if the universe really is designed, if it's a result of a creator, and we, in fact, in the book, we present evidence that we argue is evidence that the universe is designed, that would actually increase the probability of there being other life in the following way. The calculations that I give in the book in Appendix A with the new version of the Drake equation is based completely on naturalistic assumptions, right? Assumptions that that natural processes are responsible for each of these factors.
Say that again, please. I'm sorry. Say
yeah, that the Drake equation that we produced is based completely just on straight mainstream science without any kind of religious assumptions whatsoever. And using those assumptions, we came to the conclusion that life is extremely rare and civilizations, we may be the only one, or they may be extremely rare in the universe. Okay, that's based on just assuming that the universe is just material and there is no design. But if it is designed, if the universe really is designed, then that increases the odds for life, because then the designer could have created the conditions for life on other planets.
But wouldn't we as Earthlings, Professor, be inclined to view it that way no matter what? In other words, conditions obviously are ideal for life. I'll certainly give you that and agree with you on the rareness of Earth, and that we are certainly privileged, but that doesn't necessarily all add up to creation. Our view of how neat and perfect everything is right now could be a simple function of evolution getting us here.
Yeah, well, that's the position that my colleagues Don Brownlee and Peter Ward take, that we're the recipients of the cosmic lottery.
Yes.
We're just the chance recipients of this habitable planet because, you know, it's a self-selection effect. We only find ourselves living on the planet that's compatible with our existence.
Precisely.
And then the explanation is just chance.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, that could be the explanation. Again, we say that we can't say for sure, just based on probabilities, that we're completely alone in the universe. So just based on rarity alone, we don't argue that the universe is designed. It's on this particular privileged planet hypothesis that that I stated at the very beginning of the show. That's evidence of design, that the universe is designed, not only for life, but that life be able to discover the universe around it. So the universe is designed for discovery, for scientific discovery. And that's the evidence of design. Now, that evidence by itself doesn't say that, okay, God created other planets with life. But it does open it up to that possibility. If the universe is designed so it could contain life, and so that life could discover things about the universe, then the possibility is opened up that it's designed for life to be in other places as well, not just for one planet. So we think if you're open to the possibility of the universe being designed, it greatly increases the chances for there being other civilizations as compared to just a purely materialistic view of the universe.